Hey everyone, ready to dive in. We're exploring something super fascinating today: plant-based eating and how it can boost well-being.
Sounds good.
We've got this article here from the Plant-Based Life Company, and they're making some pretty bold claims, like plants are the key to good physical and mental health.
Yeah, I saw that.
What I find interesting is they go beyond just, typical diet advice. It's more like a holistic approach, almost like food as medicine.
Yeah, food is medicine for both mind and body, they're saying.
Exactly. It makes you think, like, how often do we actually consider that connection between what we eat and how we actually feel physically and emotionally?
Yeah, it's not something we always think about.
Yeah.
But this article, it really dives into that concept of plant-based healing,
Right.
food as more than fuel.
It's about nourishing the whole self.
And what's cool is this isn't some like fad diet.
No.
The article points out how cultures all over the world have used plants for healing for centuries.
Yeah. Like, there's historical context here. This isn't just, made up.
Exactly.
Okay. So they mentioned this study where people who ate like seven or more servings of fruits and veggies every day were 25% happier.
Yeah, I saw that stat.
That's a big difference. What's the deal there?
Well, it all comes down to the mood-boosting power of plants. They've got all these compounds that can directly affect our brains, our energy.
Okay.
Think about blueberries.
Okay.
They're full of antioxidants, which, fight oxidative stress.
Oxidative stress, what is that exactly?
It's basically like rust forming in your cells, damage over time.
Okay.
And that's linked to anxiety, depression. So these antioxidants are fighting those rust makers, protecting our brains.
Wow, so it's like a little army, like fighting for our well-being at a
Right.
cellular level.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
That is fascinating. I always liked blueberries, but now I'm like, I really can't be eating them. And they talk about other benefits too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons. Let's talk about quinoa for a sec.
Meanwhile, okay.
Most people know it's good for energy, but there's more to it. It's a complete protein, all nine essential amino acids, and low glycemic index, which means slow energy release so you don't get those sugar spikes and crashes that mess with your mood.
Yeah, so instead of reaching for that sugary snack for a quick pick-me-up,
Right, which then makes you crash harder later.
you're saying quinoa salad or a bowl could give you that longer-lasting energy and keep you, feeling better.
Exactly, smart swaps. And speaking of energy, we can't forget avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
Packed with healthy fats, crucial for how your brain works. It's like premium gas for your brain,
I get it, yeah. So we've got blueberries for fighting that oxidative stress, maybe boosting our mood, quinoa for that steady energy, keeping our blood sugar stable, and avocado to like power up our brain. I'm feeling more energized just thinking about it. But what about the flip side? The article also says what we eat can negatively affect our emotional well-being too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Processed foods, all that sugar, unhealthy fats that can lead to mood swings, fatigue.
Oh, I see.
It's those blood sugar spikes and crashes again.
Well,
Throws you out of whack.
it's funny because we think of comfort foods as making us feel better, right? But the article says maybe they're doing the opposite in the long run.
Exactly. Temporary comfort, maybe. But then you're on this emotional roller coaster because your blood sugar's all over the place. The article highlights some research on the good stuff, too. Omega-3 fatty acids and like walnuts, flax seeds, those have been shown to reduce depression symptoms.
Interesting. So instead of chips when you're stressed, a handful of walnuts might be better.
Much better. And don't forget leafy greens, spinach, kale. Nutritional powerhouses packed with antioxidants and everything. They can support brain health, emotional wellness.
Wow. So eating more of those could help us like cope with stress better and just, everyday life.
Exactly. It's all connected, right? And what's even more interesting is the article talks about how plant-based diets can impact physical health too.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's like everything's connected. So, how exactly can a plant-based diet help our physical health?
Well, the article talks about disease prevention. People who eat mostly plants tend to have lower risks of heart disease, type 2 diabetes,
Wow.
even some types of cancer, they say.
That's really good to hear. But, I've also heard some people say plant-based diets might not give you all the nutrients you need. Especially things like protein, iron. Like, is that true?
That's a good question, and the article actually addresses that.
Okay.
It's true, some nutrients are easier to get from animal products,
Yeah.
but if you plan it right, a plant-based diet can totally cover everything.
Oh, okay,
It's
true.
all about knowing which plant foods have those nutrients and how to combine them. like beans and lentils. Those are amazing for protein and iron. Leafy greens, you've got your calcium, nuts and seeds, healthy fats, zinc.
Okay, so it's about being smart about it.
Exactly.
The article also gives examples of how plant foods can help specific parts of our physical health, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like fiber for digestion, lentils, leafy greens, oats. All those are packed with fiber, which keeps things moving, you know.
Yeah.
Helps prevent constipation, bloating. And it also feeds the good bacteria in your gut, which is super important for, like, everything.
Right. So that bowl of oatmeal with berries, not just good energy, but good digestion, too.
Yep. Two birds, one stone. And then for fighting inflammation, there's antioxidants in all those colorful fruits and veggies.
Right.
Sweet potatoes, tomatoes, berries.
Yeah.
They help reduce that chronic inflammation.
I know inflammation is linked to so many things. Heart disease, arthritis.
Exactly.
So eating more of those vibrant foods could help with that.
Absolutely. And then there's the whole world of herbs and superfoods, which they've been used for centuries in traditional medicine.
Oh, yeah. I'm always curious about those, but also a little skeptical. Like, is it all hype or is there something real there?
The article takes a balanced approach.
Okay.
It acknowledges the history, but also says, you know, we need to look at the science. And they give some cool examples like turmeric with that compound, curcumin.
Oh, yeah. Turmeric. Everyone's talking about it these days.
Yeah. It's having the moment, but it's for good reason.
Okay.
Curcumin's a powerful anti-inflammatory antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And more research is showing it could be good for your mood, your brain function.
Wow.
So, you know, adding a little turmeric to your food or having a turmeric latte could be a simple way to get those benefits. And then there's ginger.
Ginger, yeah.
Another powerhouse for digestion,
mm-hmm.
relieves nausea, has those anti-inflammatory properties, soothes indigestion.
Right.
Add some fresh ginger to your smoothies, your tea, stir fries.
Ooh, I like that.
Flavor boost.
Yeah.
And helps your digestion. And we can't forget the leafy greens, kale, spinach.
Yeah.
The article calls them nutritional powerhouses. Mm. And I mean, they really are.
Right.
Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. They can help your brain, protect against some cancers, even improve your mood, some studies say.
It's amazing how much good stuff is packed into these, like, simple plants.
I know, right? It's pretty incredible. All these benefits, it's really inspiring. But I also know changing your diet can be overwhelming. Does the article talk about that at all?
That's a good point. It can be a big change. And that's why the article shares some real-life stories about people who made the switch.
Oh, that's good.
Like Lisa, John, and LaShonda, they all embraced a more plant-based way of eating.
Okay, I'm curious to hear about them. What was their motivation and what kind of changes did they make?
Well, Lisa's a teacher, 32 years old, and she was struggling with chronic fatigue, anxiety, always feeling drained, overwhelmed.
Oh, wow. I can relate to that. I think a lot of people feel that way, just burned out, stressed.
Yeah, for sure. So Lisa, she decided to try a plant-based diet after reading about how it can help with energy and mood. She started small, like swapping her sugary cereal for a green smoothie.
Oh, smart.
Spinach, banana, chia seeds.
That sounds delicious and definitely more nutritious than cereal.
Right. And then gradually she kept making changes, like processed lunches became salads with quinoa, roasted veggies, tahini dressing.
Mm.
And she started having more plant-based proteins at dinner, lentils, tofu, things like that.
So she just made those swaps.
Yeah.
And slowly added more plant-based foods.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about finding what works for you and making changes you can stick with.
Right.
And for Lisa, it really made a difference. After a few months, she had way more energy, less anxiety. She felt more balanced, could handle her job better.
That's so encouraging. It shows that even small changes can have a big impact.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect. What about John? What was his story?
Okay, John's a retired athlete, late 50s. He was dealing with high cholesterol, low energy. Even though he was active most of his life, his diet wasn't helping. He was eating a lot of processed food, red meat.
Interesting. Even if you're active, your diet still matters.
Absolutely. So John, he got inspired by stories about plant-based athletes and decided to change. He cut out the red meat, started focusing on whole foods, oatmeal with berries, and walnuts for breakfast.
Okay.
Lentil soups, veggie stir fries for dinner. Snacks were fruits, nuts, seeds.
Those sound like good meals. Did it make a difference for him?
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm.
After 6 months, his cholesterol was way better, and he had so much more energy. He even started running again, got back into fitness.
Wow, that's great. It's never too late to make positive changes. So what about LaShonda?
LaShonda's a busy mom of three, and she was always dealing with bloating, digestive problems, feeling uncomfortable, sluggish. It was affecting her mood, her energy.
Right.
She wanted to try plant-based, but wasn't sure how to make it work for her family.
Yeah, that's a common concern for parents. Like, how do you change your diet when you've got kids to feed too?
Exactly. So LaShonda started with simple swaps that everyone could enjoy. Almond milk instead of dairy milk. Pasta with veggies instead of heavy cream sauces.
Okay.
More beans and lentils in their meals.
Those are great ideas. It's about making it work for everyone.
Right. And LaShonda's kids actually got into it. They started trying new recipes together. Sweet potato tacos, homemade hummus, veggie burgers. The whole family slowly added more plant-based meals, and they all started feeling better.
That's awesome. They made it fun, like a family activity. So we've got Lisa, who found more energy, less anxiety. John, who improved his cholesterol, got back into fitness. And LaShonda, who fixed her digestion and created a healthier lifestyle for her whole family.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Those stories are really inspiring. What do you think is the main takeaway?
I think it's that they all found a way to make plant-based eating work for their own lives, their preferences.
Right.
There's no one right way. It's about finding what you like, making changes gradually, celebrating those small wins along the way.
Yeah, progress, not perfection. And their stories really show how our physical and emotional health are connected.
Definitely.
By eating more plants, they also felt happier, had more energy, just felt better overall.
It's all connected. But, you know, are there any downsides to plant-based eating? Anything we should watch out for?
That's a good question. It's important to be aware of everything, right?
Right. One thing is potential nutrient deficiencies if you don't plan it right.
You mentioned that earlier about getting enough protein, iron, those things.
Yeah. You have to be mindful of those nutrients and make sure you're eating enough of the right plant foods.
Right, like combining legumes and grains for complete protein.
Exactly.
Iron-rich foods with vitamin C.
Yep. So like lentil soup with bell peppers, tofu stir fry with broccoli, things like that. And another thing is sometimes the social aspect can be tough.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
If you're the only one eating plant-based, it can feel isolating.
Right.
Especially at like gatherings, restaurants.
Yeah. Those situations can be tricky.
But luckily, it's becoming more mainstream now, so there are more options. And there are also great online communities you can connect with other people who eat the same way.
That's good to know. It's good to have support, people who get it.
Exactly. And one last thing, transitioning to a plant-based diet, it takes time, experimentation.
Right.
You have to listen to your body, find what works for you, adjust as you go.
It's a journey, not a destination, right?
Exactly. It's about finding what you can stick with, what you enjoy.
I love that. Well, this has been amazing, this whole deep dive into plant-based healing. So much good info. I feel like I've learned a ton.
Me too. It's fascinating. The more we learn about plants, the more we realize how powerful they are.
Totally. We've talked about the science, the real stories, and even some practical tips. But I think there's also like a bigger message here about connecting with nature, nourishing ourselves on a deeper level.
Yeah, that's such an important point. It's about being more conscious, living more sustainably, honoring our bodies, respecting the planet, making choices that are good for us and for the world.
Right. Our food choices have this ripple effect. They affect our health, the environment, animal welfare, even social justice. It's all connected, and that's what makes this whole movement so powerful. It's about creating a better future for everyone.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've seen how plant-based eating can make us healthier, happier, more energized, but what if it could also change the world?
Wow. That's a big question. What do you mean?
Like, imagine a world where our food system is sustainable, fair. Everyone has access to fresh, healthy, plant-based food.
Okay.
We care about the planet and everyone's well-being.
That's a beautiful vision.
Right. And it starts with each of us choosing what we eat.
Right.
By choosing plants, we're not just taking care of ourselves. We're voting for a better future.
Exactly. And maybe those small choices will add up to something bigger. Change the world one meal at a time.
Maybe so. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into plant-based healing. We hope you're feeling inspired to explore the power of plants. See how they can nourish your whole self.
Until next time, be well and enjoy your meals. Yeah, that really makes you think, like shifting our focus to how we eat, not just, you know, what's on our plate.
It's so easy to just like go through the motions, but imagine if we like actually paid attention. Created a calm space, no distractions.
Oh, I love that. Like no phones at the table, maybe some nice music.
Exactly. Turning mealtime into a real experience.
Yeah, not just like refueling.
And when you slow down, actually taste your food, savor it, your digestion works better, You feel more satisfied, less likely to overeat too.
It's amazing how these simple things can make such a difference. It reminds me of what we were talking about before with those old traditions using plants for healing. It seems like they always had that sense of ritual reverence around food.
You're so right. There was a wisdom there that we've lost a bit in our busy modern world. But by being mindful, slowing down at meals, we can kind of reconnect with that. Remembering that food nourishes our whole selves. You know, body, mind, spirit.
I love that. Food as nourishment for the whole self.
It's a much bigger picture than just like counting calories.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And it feels like a really fitting way to think about plant-based eating specifically.
Definitely.
When you see all those colorful fruits and veggies, those whole grains as like gifts from nature, it makes you appreciate your food even more.
Absolutely. It's like honoring the life force within those plants, letting it nourish us.
Wow, I love that.
And when we eat with that awareness, we tend to make better choices, choices that truly support our well-being.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this whole world of plant-based healing.
I know, there's so much to explore.
But I've learned so much already, and I hope our listeners are feeling inspired too to try this way of eating, see how it can benefit their lives.
Me too. It's all about trying new things. Seeing what works for you, finding that balance.
Okay, so as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought. We've talked about all these amazing benefits of plant-based eating for our health, our happiness. But what if this change in what we eat could also lead to a bigger change, like a change in the world?
Ooh, that's interesting. What do you mean?
Well, imagine a world where everyone has access to good, healthy, plant-based food.
Right.
A world where we really care about the planet, about everyone's well-being.
That's a beautiful vision.
Right. And it all starts with us, with the choices we make every day.
With each meal.
By choosing plants, we're not just taking care of ourselves. We're saying, this is the kind of world we want to live in.
It's like voting with your fork. Right.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe all those individual choices will add up to something bigger, something that can truly transform the world.
That's a beautiful thought.
It is. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into plant-based healing.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you feel inspired to explore the power of plants, discover how they can nourish your body, mind, and spirit.
And until next time, be well and happy eating.